Well, yesterday, while visiting the Monmouth Roastery, Jason kindly introduced me to a bean which he prepared as a filter coffee, and it was the Kenyan Kiandu coffee. And what's interesting is that Monmouth roasts that particular bean with two different profiles, one at an optimum and one dark. As a filter coffee, we had it at the optimum roast. And when I wanted to buy some coffee before I left, I obviously wanted to experiment with this one at home. And I asked Jason whether one could actually also pull it as an espresso shot or espresso-based drink. And he said, yes, but for that, I would suggest that you actually get the darker roast, which I did. And so this afternoon, it's around about 5:30, Shirley and I felt like another coffee, and I couldn't wait to actually put that to the test. And I've just pulled two shots. I was actually quite good with the extraction first time around. The bean is fairly fresh. It is has been roasted on the 21st of May. Today we're the 25th of May, so in its fifth day. And so very good, thick, rich, beautiful extraction. And Shirley, how did all this, you watched it, translate to the palate?
It translated perfectly to the palate. It's rich, chocolatey, velvety, and it's so smooth it just almost disappears into my mouth. And lovely lingering aftertaste. Lovely mouthfeel.
Wow.
Really great drink.
Yeah, well, that's fantastic. It's just, if I think back to yesterday, having it as a filter coffee and having the lighter roast, it wasn't chocolatey at all. There were some lovely fruits coming through. Jason kept on saying prunes or cooked fruit, and I could relate to that. It was quite sweet and fruity, lovely balance of acidity in there as well. And here, as the espresso, because I'm drinking it as an espresso as well, it is more earthy, it is not as fruity, it is more grounded. I can see that as a latte or a flat white, it would just work beautifully. And it is actually very smooth. I just have to take another sip, but before that, I'm putting my nose to it and I can feel a richness. And what I so like when I extract a good coffee is the thickness and richness that actually pours through the portafilter into the cup. And then if that translates to the palate, well, then we're on a real winner. And this one is good. Shirley, have you got some more thoughts? Are you halfway through your cup?
I'm halfway through my cup, and it's extremely decadent. Mm-hmm. It's just an amazing, amazing coffee experience, and well worth.
Well, I could say that now my espresso has cooled down a little bit, and I would say there are more fruits coming through. And I don't know whether Jason kind of implanted in my mind the prunes, but there's a sweetness and a richness, and yeah, it is lovely.